Signs of progress in the struggle to care for homeless people in Boston, especially during this bitterly cold winter and after the closure of Boston shelters on Long Island. For the Pine Street Inn, offering a bunk or spot on the floor overnight is no longer the main line of work. Pine Street now manages more permanent beds in small apartments and group homes than bunk-style shelters. WBUR's Martha Biebinger this morning introduces us to one of the long-term homeless who's moved from a dorm into a studio apartment. He and Martha began in a vast windowless room with 30 bunk beds.
Where fans keep the air moving. Mark Mack, who is 36, sits on a lower bunk next to his backpack, glancing around in wonder.
My feelings are all over the place. I'm over the moon. It's believable, but somewhat unbelievable that, okay, I won't be returning here to lay down tonight.
It's moving day for Mac, who's been homeless on and off for 26 years. His trouble started at age 11 with a knock on his bedroom window. An older boy who'd been stealing guns from the army base where Mac lived was on the other side of the glass with two handguns and a rifle.
I remember him knocking on my window, and it's like, you have to hide these. You have to put these guns we just got up.
Mac took the guns and shoved them under his bed. When they were found, covered with Mac's fingerprints, he was sent to a youth detention center.
I got released. I was, you know, a little bitter, definitely confused, and still had it locked in my brain and in my mind that, well, everyone's against me, you know, poor me. So, of course, I stayed in trouble.
Trouble, as in selling and using drugs, committing robbery and assault. Mac says he lived for short periods of time with friends and relatives, but mostly in abandoned cars and houses, eating out of garbage cans. By 16, he was a crack addict, headed for 5 years in federal prison.
I was fortunate enough to do a lot of self-teaching, get my GED. When I did get released, you know, things seemed promising. They were, minus the fact that there were some unresolved issues that I didn't deal with.
Mac fathered a child, but just a year after his daughter was born, he was using cocaine again and stealing to pay for it. He went to state prison, got out at age 32, and found his way to this bunk-filled dorm run by Pine Street Inn.
In some state prisons, they have these exact type of beds. It was a subconscious reminder that, okay, well, you know, this isn't my permanent place, and with every waking day, I'm motivated to make sure that eventually when I do lay down, it'll be in a different setup.
Through Pine Street, Mac enrolled in a carpentry training program, completed an internship, and started working with a property management company. But every night after work, he got in line, waiting for the shelter door to open. For more than 2 years, Mac showered, ate, did his laundry, and went to bed on a schedule set by the shelter. Today, that changes.
Let us see where A is. Might be on that side.
Mac follows a property manager down the hall of a former convent, St. Peter's, in Dorchester. He holds the key to a small studio apartment with a private bathroom and a kitchen that has all the basics.
So the volunteers from the inn actually set up your room.
Wow. Absolutely.
You got your cutting board, you got your microwave.
Oh, beautiful.
You got your glasses, your bowls.
It's just missing me.
Pine Street will place 31 men and women who've been homeless for at least 1 year in this four-story brick block. Mac applied for a spot more than a year ago. Now he's approved for life. No more rushing to get a place in the shelter line. No more voice over a loudspeaker announcing lights out. No more fights in the night. Mac's rent is $424 a month, which is 30% of his income. It will go up or down based on his earnings.
This is the first time I've actually signed a lease. I've been in a lot of weird places. A lot of weird places, and not even in regard to the shelter. I mean, you know, the cells, the abandoned buildings, cars, the woods, and to finally be here and then know that, you know, for the rest of my life, that's something I don't have to ever worry about re-experiencing is like, it's definitely surreal right now.
With the opening of St. Peter's Apartments, 56% of Pine Street Inn's beds are permanent, like Max, and 44% are temporary. 9 months after he moved in, Mac is still in the apartment, paying rent and other bills, defying stereotypes about the long-term homeless, says Pine Street Inn director Lyndia Downey.
It's been a huge change for us in terms of thinking about housing people that everybody said would never stay in housing.
There are two case managers at St. Peter's who help residents set up a household budget, deal with bills, grocery shop, and look for jobs.
Some people are going to need lots and lots of support for a long time, but other people, once they get that stability of housing, actually don't need us anymore, which is the best news ever.
That's good news for MAC and for the state's Medicaid and prison budgets. Finding housing for someone who's been homeless saves $9,400 per person a year, according to the Massachusetts Housing and Shelter Alliance. Downey says it's time for the state to share the savings.
We are keeping a lot of people out of emergency rooms. We're keeping them out of inpatient beds and psychiatric beds, all of which is very expensive. Some of that money needs to come back in so that we can create a really robust supportive housing system in Massachusetts.
Downey says government should use Medicaid money to pay for housing. Governor Charlie Baker agrees that housing is important for health.
I've seen the data, and it's quite clear that if you put people, especially folks through that homeless mentally ill initiative that we put in place back in the 90s, had a huge impact on their Medicaid spending. Absolutely right.
The budget Baker proposed last week includes $2 million to revive the program he launched in the 90s, aimed at homeless men and women with a mental illness. But it does not include Medicaid funding for housing, and it cuts $2 million for shelters and the transition to permanent beds, like Max.
I was at the hospital yesterday going over the insurance stuff.
Mac has a hyperthyroid condition that landed him in the hospital intermittently while he was homeless. He's been back at the hospital since he moved into his apartment, but just for checkups. Now that he's healthy and stable, his priority is regular phone calls and eventually visits with his daughter, who is six.
And I look forward this evening to hearing my little princess's voice. Renting a place is definitely a complete blessing.
Permanent housing, a blessing out of reach for more than 21,000 men, women, and children in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.